Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Richard Nongard with SubliminalScience.com, and I want to thank you for purchasing this hypnosis audio recording. This recording is designed to help you both avoid and to overcome feelings of jet lag. You can use this recording before you travel, on an airplane while traveling, or even after you travel and arrive at your destination. Many people ask me, how can hypnosis be useful for avoiding or overcoming jet lag? First, hypnosis is a way of learning how to take control over your body, perceptions of fatigue, and create alertness, and to help regulate your sleep. In fact, the word hypnosis actually comes from a Greek root word, hypnos, that literally means sleep. Second, hypnosis for avoiding and overcoming jet lag is a great strategy for changing your behavior. We know that hypnosis is useful for behavioral change. People use it all the time for weight loss and smoking cessation. And certain behaviors can contribute to your success in overcoming jet lag. The ideas in this recording come from pilots, flight attendants, and seasoned travelers who are experienced in crossing multiple time zones in a short period of time. In fact, I've had the opportunity to travel extensively, and I've used many of these techniques myself. Third, hypnosis for jet lag works because time itself is an artificial construct, and our perceptions about time can be altered through hypnosis. There are two main parts of this recording. The first is called the hypnotic induction. By following along, you'll be learning how to take physical control of your body and relax, and even how to put yourself to sleep when your mind does not feel ready. It also focuses on teaching mindfulness, a valuable idea since the only time that really matters is actually right now. The second part of this recording are the suggestions. These are both indirect suggestions that will help you to create an ability to distort time perceptions, which is a really valuable skill when you suddenly cross out 3 or 6 or even 12 hours of the day because of jet travel. There are also direct suggestions that you will internalize that promote behaviors and strategies that we know can help you to recover faster, feel alert when necessary, and to rest comfortably when it's time for you to sleep in a new time zone. I think that you will find this recording to be of particular value when, on your journey, while on an airliner, you use it to make changes while you are in flight. But again, this recording can be used both before a trip to avoid jet lag and after your arrival to promote wellness. At the conclusion of this recording, you'll be given a choice, the choice to emerge from the session energetic and awake and ready for the rest of the day, or the choice to allow yourself to use this time to enter a deep sleep and to rest comfortably. This recording also contains an embedded binaural tone recorded at the theta level of brain functioning. What this means, it is ingrained into the musical track that you're going to be hearing behind my voice. There's a tone that simulates the theta level of brainwave functioning. This is not a state of deep sleep, but rather a state of deep relaxation, a state of creativity, a state of intuition, and a resource state that we commonly associate with hypnosis. I don't know if you've ever found yourself tapping along to music that you might hear on the radio, and then notice that you're doing that. When I embed the theta level tone in this recording, your brain will actually tap along with that at a level of deep relaxation. To begin, find a comfortable place where you can listen to this recording. Please, though, do not listen to this recording in a moving automobile, even if someone else is driving. For this exercise, find a comfortable chair where you can sit. Or if you'd like, you can also lie on the floor or the bed. Either way is fine. You might also find that it's beneficial to hang a Do Not Disturb sign on the door, and you should certainly turn off your cell phone or at least turn down the volume. Now that you've found a comfortable place where you can learn, listen, and relax, you can let your arms simply lay next to you if you're laying on the floor or the bed. If you're sitting in a chair, you can let your hands rest on your thighs or on the armrest of the chair where you sit. Uncross the legs and scan the body and anywhere you're carrying the obvious tension of the day, simply let that tension go. Let those muscles relax. And of course, at any time during our session, you need to adjust for comfort or swallow or even scratch an itch. That's perfectly okay. Those things won't disturb you. In fact, by doing those things, it will simply help you to even become more comfortable and to enjoy the session even further. Of course, if there's any noise from outside of this room or even from inside of this room, a car pulling up, a plane flying overhead, somebody knocking on a door or a phone ringing, those things won't demand your attention either. In fact, you'll experience them as they are, simply the sounds of the world around you in this moment, helping you to recognize that you are in exactly the right place, doing exactly the right thing and learning exactly what's most important to you. So begin this session by bringing your attention to the far wall in the room where you are. There's a spot on that wall, perhaps a shadow or a flick of paint or the edge of a picture, or even just a blemish on the wall, and bring all of your attention to that spot. Fixate your gaze or your vision on that point on the far wall. Essentially, stare at it for a moment. Now, even if something else in the room should capture your attention, continue to remain fixated on that spot, focusing all of your attention there for a couple more moments, and this is really learning number one. That no matter what else we're experiencing or seeing or feeling, we can choose where to place our attention, in this case, a spot on the far wall. Now, anytime you stare at a spot for a long enough period of time, the eyes become a little bit tired. And you may have even heard a Hollywood hypnotist say, your eyelids are getting sleepy. That's not because hypnosis produces sleep, but because when we fixate our attention in any one place for a long enough period of time, the eyes simply become tired, and so by now, you may have noticed that spot has changed a bit, perhaps become crisper, sharper, clearer, as everything else fades into the background, or perhaps you found it to become a little bit hazier and fuzzier, and maybe even more difficult to see, even moving in and out of your field of focus. Either way is fine. In fact, perhaps it simply stayed the same as you began. And that's okay as well. The one thing you will certainly notice is that if you close your eyes down now, it feels really good. Just simply let those eyes shut completely. You also notice that even though the eyes are closed, you can still focus your attention on that spot on the far wall. It's almost as if you have X-ray vision. It's really remarkable how we can choose to bring our attention or our focus to anything we'd like at any place. In fact, you can even bring your awareness from that spot over on the far wall all the way into your mind's eye, that part of the mind where intuition is, where creativity lies, and where learning takes place. And so shift your awareness from that point on the far wall as if you're moving it inside of your mind's eye and into that part of the mind that's creative and enjoys learning and experiencing new things, because that's really what hypnosis is. Something that we learn. Something we can experience and something that can benefit us in many different ways. Now again, focus on the body. And anywhere you're carrying any obvious tension of the day, again, let that tension go. You can even relax the little tiny muscles of the brow and eyelids. You can unclench the jaw as you relax the muscles of the face. And let relaxation extend through the back of the head, the neck, and the shoulders. And you can even let your shoulders drop a bit as you relax. If you're sitting in a chair, you'll probably find that by letting the chin fall a bit towards the chest It helps you to relax even further, extending your sensation of physical relaxation across the shoulders and upper arms. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out, we're going to focus for a moment on creating a state of physical calm or physical relaxation. In fact, we're actually going to learn the difference between tension and relaxation. As the muscles of your back and shoulders and arms relax, extend that relaxation into the forearms and the wrists of your hands, and even the little tiny muscles of the fingers as they relax on the armrest of the chair or on your lap or to the side. Notice how good it feels to let even the tiny muscles of the fingers relax. Now, take your hands, both your left hand and your right hand, and while you continue to let your body relax, I want you to fold these hands into a fist. Fold the fingers of the palm into your hand and make a fist with both of your hands. And notice the feeling of tension as you do that. Now, I don't want you to hold so tightly that you feel pain, but I want you to really notice the sensation of muscular tension in the fingers, the palms of the hand, the back of the hand, and the wrist as you hold these fists tightly. Hold that tension for just another moment and notice what tension feels like. And now relax. Relax that tension. Just slowly open the fingers a bit. Relax the muscles of the fingers. Extend those fingers completely as they rest on your lap, on the chair, or to the side. And notice that tingly sensation of relaxation, noting the difference between tension and relaxation. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? Now go ahead and tense those hands up again. Make a fist again with both your hands and hold those fingers into the palm, pressing those fingers into the palm and creating a state of tension in those hands. Hold that tension. Notice what it feels like, and now relax. Relax again, opening those fingers. Open them all the way. Let them rest there on your lap or on the armrest of the chair. And notice this time, as you relax the muscles, the feeling of relaxation doubled. The feeling of relaxation in the fingers doubled. Noting a difference between tension and relaxation. And as you do, continue to relax by relaxing the muscles of the back, the muscles of the belly, the muscles of the buttocks and thighs as you breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in a state of calm and exhale relaxation. Letting the muscles of the calves and shins relax and extending that sense of physical relaxation even into the little tiny muscles of the feet. You're doing perfect. Let it go absolutely. Now in this state of relaxation, continue to pay attention to your breath. In fact, at this point, you might even notice that while your body has relaxed, your mind has continued to wander and think or drift, and that's okay. In a moment, we'll get to a point where we relax the mind as well, but right now, pay attention to this moment. Become an observer of the breath. You've been, of course, breathing since the first day of life and will continue to breathe until the last day of life. We do it often without ever focusing on the breath, and so note what it feels like to breathe the air in and follow the breath as it enters the lungs and turns around deep in the lungs and becomes an exhale. The breath really is amazing, isn't it? Bringing oxygen to the lungs and to every cell of the body. As you continue to breathe in and out throughout the rest of the session, if you note any sensations or note any feelings or notice any thoughts, rather than following them, simply use this as an indicator or cue that it's time to bring your attention back to the breath and to be mindful rather than distracted or mindless. as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. Bring your attention back to your hands as your hands rest on the armrest of the chair or your lap. Notice the heavy sensation that relaxation creates and say to yourself, "My hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. My hands are heavy." And let those hands be both heavy and relaxed. Now think of the word warmth. Warmth like that which might come from the sun, or warmth like that which might come from inside of the body, and say to yourself, "My hands are warm, my hands are warm, my hands are warm." And let your hands be both warm and heavy, noting a sensation of warmth in those hands. You can even say to yourself, "My hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy." And notice how easy it is to create from within a sense of both warmth and heaviness. Recognizing that if you can create warmth and heaviness in the hands or feet, you can really create any sensation in the body or even the mind or even in your spirit. As you observe the breath, notice that the breath has become smooth and rhythmic, and that without any effort, the heart rate has become calm and regular. And bring your attention to your feet now, saying to yourself, "My feet are warm and heavy. My feet are warm and heavy. My feet are warm and heavy." And let those feet be warm and heavy, just as your hands have been warm and heavy. Allow yourself to relax even deeper into a state of hypnosis. Now, using that creative part of the mind, imagine that you're in a wonderful place, perhaps a place that you've been to before, or a wonderful place that you can imagine going to someday, or even a mystical place of your own creation. But imagine that you're outside on a perfect day in this place, underneath a clear blue sky. As you gaze up into the sky, pay attention to and notice a large, single, white, puffy cloud. And notice how it lazily and leisurely begins to move across the horizon as clouds do. With that creative part of your mind, simply follow that puffy white cloud as it moves off into the horizon, becoming smaller and smaller. And you'll notice that as it becomes smaller and smaller, as it moves off into the distance, it becomes even easier to set aside any distractions from the past, regrets of previous experiences, or even fears of the future, and to simply focus on this moment. Letting go absolutely and letting that single white puffy cloud carry off any remaining stress or tension as it eventually disappears off into the horizon. That point, when you realize that single white puffy cloud has disappeared off into the horizon, is really that point we call the resource state of hypnosis. And as you continue to relax, I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And with each number and with each breath, allow yourself to double the experience of relaxation. Double the experience of creativity. Double the experience of learning. 10, 9, 8. You're doing perfect. Relaxing completely with each number and each breath, doubling the experience of relaxation. 7, 6, 5. All the way down now. 4, 3, 2. Letting go completely. 2, 1, 0. In this resource state we call hypnosis, you may find yourself paying attention to each and every word that I use, carefully creating the images and understanding each and every one of the suggestions. Or perhaps you'll notice that your mind drifts and dreams and floats and wanders, and rather than paying attention to each and every word, you experience the process of hypnosis instead. And either way is okay. Now in the creative part of your mind, imagine you're looking at a large analog clock. The kind of clock or watch with two hands. Focus on it clearly and imagine that both hands are in the 12 o'clock position. Doesn't matter if this is 12 noon or 12 midnight, after all, a clock is just a clock. In fact, we know that time is, to a large extent, a construct of our own imagination. We know this because we have the ability to spring forward for daylight savings time or to fall back at the end of the year. It's interesting to note that some places don't use daylight savings time at all, choosing to opt out or changing the clocks altogether. Have you ever thought to yourself, how is it possible that Arizona or a small part of Indiana or an entire nation just arbitrarily opts out of changing the clock? Well, the answer is simple. Time is arbitrary, it only means what of significance that we have attached to it. It's even entirely possible to do away with time zones altogether. A little known fact is that the countries above China and the countries below span four time zones, and yet China has decided that no matter how long it extends from east to west or west to east, it will only have one time zone. And so as you relax, think of that clock with the hands at noon. And imagine seeing that clock and realizing that it is no longer important what the numbers on the clock say. In fact, the hands of the clock could point to 6 o'clock, or you could move them to 3 o'clock or to 2 o'clock. To 7 o'clock. And it really wouldn't make any difference, would it? And this is, of course, exactly what Pan Am Airlines discovered in the 1950s. Prior to that point, jet lag really didn't exist. But in the 1950s, as new jets were built, capable of going further and further east to west and west to east, pilots and flight attendants and passengers soon discovered the symptoms of fatigue in the daytime or awakening in the middle of the new nighttime as they crossed multiple time zones rapidly. The founder of Pan Am, looking for solutions, reached out to the Rolex watchmaker of Switzerland, asking if they could develop a timepiece that could alleviate jet lag, and the result was a watch called the Rolex GMT Master, one of Rolex's best-selling and longest-lasting timepieces. In fact, as I record this hypnosis session, I'm actually wearing a GMT Master, a watch that has one hand set to Greenwich Mean Time and the other hand set to local time. By turning the bezel a third time zone can actually be tracked, essentially letting the mind see time exactly as it truly is, a guide for living, but in reality something that's fluid and flexible and even movable. Now you don't need to buy a watch like this to experience the benefits of the concept. It's really the same as visualizing any clock and realizing that the time can move and that time can change. Essentially, what this watch does is it lets you choose to function both physically and even mentally anywhere on the dial that's most important to you. Doesn't matter if you're going from the west heading east or from the east heading west. or even if you go from north to south or south to north. You'll find, unlike a compass, which is fixed by magnet, time and the meaning we attach to time is always flexible. This means that you can let yourself go to bed early, or choose to stay up late, or rise in the early hours, or sleep a little bit longer than most others, listening to your body's needs as it adjusts and making choices based on your own internal clock. The same idea works for a short distance, say a transcontinental flight, or for a longer trans-Pacific or transatlantic flight. And so as you continue to relax, let go of any remaining tension, let it melt from your body, enjoying this moment, whether it be on an airplane or in a hotel, or even in your home or your office, with each number and each breath doubling the sensation of relaxation, all the way down now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Now we also know that as you prepare for your arrival, be it in a couple of days or even later today or tomorrow if you're crossing the international dateline, or as you begin your journey now that you've arrived, we know there are certain things that you can do to adjust comfortably from a physical perspective. Even simple things like being hydrated and drinking water. A lot of people do not know that airliners are not kept at an ideal level for humidity, and so it's easy to become dehydrated in just a short period of time from traveling on an aircraft. The answer, of course, is natural water both before and during and after a flight. And so, even if ordering extra water or bringing a large bottle of water with you is not something you would usually do, at this time you'll make the choice and listen to your body and make the choice to consume extra water, to plan ahead and carry it with you, and to ask for it, even if the airline cart is not out. And of course, we know that alcohol can contribute to dehydration. So if you choose to imbibe, moderation is the choice you will make, opting for a water back with each and every drink. But what's really most amazing is that these choices will come naturally for you rather than forced. They'll be intuitive as you travel. As you continue to relax, know that movement, activity, and exercise all play a role in how our bodies self-regulate and adapt to time changes. So simple things like stretching can help you to feel better. In fact, either now or when this recording is done, you can roll the neck if it's comfortable for you to do so, stretching it and noticing how good it feels to stretch the legs for comfort, or any other part of the body that will benefit, even if you're stretching in a chair. And of course, pay attention to daylight. Seek daylight in the bright sun when traveling on a westward flight. And allow yourself the luxury of a darkened room after an eastward flight. In fact, you can shore up any curtains before going to bed on an eastward flight, choosing to avoid bright light in the mornings, but walking in the afternoon when the sun is out and when it's safe and comfortable outdoors. And we know that natural light is important. And so seek the sun, seek the outdoors, and let nature be your guide in resetting the biological clocks, which we know are able to change and adapt. And as you continue to relax, 3, 2, 1, 0. Continue to enjoy this resource state we call hypnosis, knowing that by paying attention to the most important time, right now, this moment. You are preparing your mind and body for optimum performance, acting intuitively on the suggestions that I've given, knowing that being your very best is quite possible, even after a long journey. And I'm going to give you a few more moments to enjoy this resource state. To be ready in a moment to either allow yourself to drift into a deep and comfortable sleep, or to choose to reorient to the room around you and emerge refreshed from this short break where you've learned hypnosis. And so relax. Enjoying this time, this moment, this resource state of hypnosis that you've created, internalizing the suggestions I've given. And so, if this is the end of the day, or if sleeping is a wise way for you to pass the time on an airplane, allow yourself to drift deeper into relaxation and to move from relaxation into a deep sleep. Ignoring the message I'll give in a moment to those who choose to emerge awake and refreshed. The good news here, though, is that when you listen to this recording again in a different place and at a different time, you can choose the alternate ending depending on which is most beneficial to you. And so, if it's helpful to you right now to go into a deep and natural sleep, allow yourself to drift and float and dream into that state right now. But of course, if it's time to become alert, to become reoriented and awake, you can begin by stretching any muscles that need to be stretched. You can move your hands, you can move your neck, move your feet. You can breathe in and out, and pay attention to the breath in this moment. You can even congratulate yourself for a job well done, for learning something new, something truly beneficial to you through this hypnosis session. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. I'm going to count to 3. Open the eyes, allowing yourself to feel refreshed and invigorated from this learning experience, feeling fantastic and ready for the rest of the day. And so, 1. Paying attention to the breath, breathing in and out, noticing the feeling of oxygen being drawn deep into the lungs and oxygen energizing every cell of the body. And 2, stretching out any muscles that need to be stretched. Stretching out wide, feeling fantastic and ready for the rest of the day. And 3, opening the eyes right now, feeling fantastic.